Derek Walcott was a titan in the literary world. He won a Nobel Prize for Literature in 1992. That was during his almost 30-year career teaching poetry and playwriting at Boston University. Derek Walcott died this morning at age 87. He's being remembered for his wide body of work. He was ambitious. He wrote a staged adaptation of Homer's The Odyssey. And it was adventurous. He wrote a musical with Paul Simon and one with Galt McDermott called Steel, based in Trinidad.
The hill, the hill. Feel the breeze on the hill.
Walcott was a native of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. His work was infused with both the lush imagery of the island and the themes of colonialism and exile. In one poem, he recites a part of it here, he was wistful for the days when he sat under the acacia trees by scenic, empty beaches. He wrote of his dismay at seeing the island he loved overtaken by luxury hotels.
These new plantations by the sea, a slavery without chains, with no blood spilt, just chain-link fences and signs, the new degradations. I felt such calm writing under the acacias.
Derek Walcott founded Boston Playwrights Theater in 1981. It's part of Boston University and brings new works to the stage. Kate Snodgrass is artistic director of the theater and teaches playwriting at BU. She was a colleague and friend of Derek Walcott's and wrote a blog about visiting him in January for the celebration of his birthday. One of her last memories there was of seeing him talking with a student.
There are a lot of hangers-on. We're all hangers-on of Derek, and we follow him throughout the world. And this young man, I believe, was from Canada and had been visiting. And even though Derek, you know, he just had a hip replacement that he was recovering from. And so, you know, very, very slowly, but he couldn't give up the teaching.
Would you speak to his artistry? You mostly know him through his playwriting.
I do.
And something very interesting I read about him, he said that he used to learn more about his plays through the actors.
Indeed.
Who would portray the roles. What was your experience with him as a playwright?
Absolutely. His experience, he worked with actors every day of the week. That was his favorite thing to do. He was a director, and he loved the actors. So he would come in and play with them. They would tell him about their characters, and he would then revise.
Since you're the artistic director of the Boston Playwrights Theater, tell us about a story about your working with him.
He would bring in actors, playwright would tell them about their characters, and then they would begin to read with a line, you know, the Hamlet, to be or, and Derek would stop, and then talk to the actors. What are you doing here, and what's on stage, and what happened right before this, and who are these people, to instill in us how important it is, the beginning of the play and the world of the play. Derek was so visual. He was an artist as well as a poet and playwright, and he saw things. He saw the three-dimensional space. The meaning of that was, I think, you know, his gift.
So he demanded depth in the artistry. He also demanded a lot of his students and even of his colleagues. And
he did.
You write very bravely, I think, in some ways, in your blog post, that when you were coming back from St. Lucia this time around, this is in January, you say, those of us who love Derek do so at our own risk. He is inordinately kind, but I have seen him angry and dismissive in the face of ignorance or what he perceives as betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from in him?
You know, above all, he was all heart, and his heart was on his sleeve. And if he was angry, it was because there was some injustice being done. He hated injustice.
So you're talking about small injustices?
Yes, well, small injustices, yes, but larger ones. He was a very ethical person and loved the world. And when he felt that there was an injustice being done to someone or someone had an attitude, he couldn't live with that.
What are you thinking of?
An attitude like, you know, I'm better than you.
So let's say for students who are coming in and don't know him, they can read him, they can see his works. What do you want them to know about Derek Walcott?
It's hard to separate his writing from the man. He also never stopped revising. He would revise in the moment, working with actors, exploring these people. He was a humanist above all, and that's what I take away.
Professor Kate Snodgrass of Boston University is the artistic director of Boston Playwrights Theater. She was a friend and colleague of the Nobel Prize winner and Boston University professor Derek Walcott, who died this morning at the age of 87 at his home on the island of St. Lucia. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to finish this segment with one of Derek Walcott's short poems. This is called Love After Love, and it's read here by British actor Tom Hiddleston.
The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life.
That's actor Tom Hiddleston reading Derek Walcott's poem, Love After Love. This is WBUR.